Okay, good morning. We are in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, Taf Kuf Nun Dalet. Okay, we are continuing at Yir Aleph. However, I just have to go back for a moment, a couple of seifim. We basically quickly read through an interesting topic. In Chet, we learned that if a woman has to go to the mikvah, Motzei Tisha B'Av. So what does she do? So she can't do the chafifa, she can't bathe, do the rechitza on Tisha B'Av itself. So she has to do it. So the Leil Tefillah is Motzei Tisha B'Av. The question is, when is she supposed to bathe? So we quickly went over it, but it's actually a little bit of a bigger discussion, and I did not adequately address it. So I just want to give a short little thing on Nida, so we can properly understand when she's supposed to bathe, and understand the Machlokes Achronim and Lamaisa what to do. So, this is similar to what happens with a woman anytime it's Motzei Shabbos. What is she supposed to do? So this is in the Kuf Tzadi Tet, I believe, and in Yoredeya. And so the question is, when is she supposed to do the Chafifa to bathe for Motzei Shabbos? So there's two important things. The Gemara says in Nida, I think it's Samach Zion area, and it's the woman, the halacha says over there that a woman has to bathe herself, to do the chafifa during the day. And then the Gemara afterwards also says, and it must be at night. So which one is it? So the Gemara explains, it depends when it's possible and not possible. So that's a little bit of a machloket Rishonim exactly how to understand that. But bottom line, what it means, Lamaisa, according to all the poskim and the Shulchan Aruch, everyone, it means that a woman must, lechatchila, do the bathing, the chafifa, during the day. And then we know she must do the tevila at night. And you want it to be, so there's two principles. One is it supposed to be during the day, and one is it supposed to be samuch, very close to, just before the tevila. So, okay, so now that we understand, that's the basic premise. Happens to be Lamaisa nowadays, it's the reason why Chazal said it must be during the day, the bathing, is because this way a woman would have plenty of time. She knows she can't go to the mikvah till nighttime. So if she's doing the chafifa, she's doing the bathing during the day, she has plenty of time to do it. She's not in a rush. There's also daylight. But the main point is she won't be in a rush because she has nothing to rush to. If she were to do the whole bathing process starting at nighttime, she knows that she has to rush, or she wants to rush to go back home, so she'll be more lachutz, more stressed, and in a hurry, and she won't be able to bathe, clean, and check herself properly. Okay, so that's why Chazal said the woman must do the bathing during the day. So the Ikar Halacha is, it's clear, there's absolutely no machlokas according to anyone, that ideally a woman is supposed to do the bathing, this is for all year long, whenever she goes, she's supposed to do the bathing close to sunset. Exactly what time, okay, that's a separate topic, but basically close to sunset, so it's still during the day, but pretty close to when she actually goes to the mikvah. That's lechatchila. I'm assuming most women are taught that, but I know that that's not exactly true. So many women have the understanding that lechatchila they go at nighttime. Now, lemaisa, many, many women do go at nighttime most of the time because it's too difficult for them to go during the day. But the ikar halacha,
to do chafifa,
So lechatchila, the halacha is she should start the process of bathing during the day, but lemaisa, many women don't. They're mako because it's too difficult, they can't get an appointment, whatever it is, but they can also bathe at home, whatever. I don't want to digress too much. So, however, bediavid, certainly she can do the bathing during the day or the bathing at nighttime. Both work, that's not a question. Question is what to do lechatchila. So the question comes up by Motzei Shabbos. What should a woman do lechatchila for Motzei Shabbos? So the Shulchan Aruch is very clear. He said, the Rosh Karo writes, just do the entire process, the entire bathing started only at Motzei Shabbos. He doesn't say it's usher to start Erev Shabbos, but he says that's the time to start. Is do the whole thing. I mean, you can do it twice, but he says the whole thing really is Motzei Shabbos. Because you have two conflicting issues. What's more important, that it's done during the day, or that it's done samuch, that you do the main chafifa right before the tefillah? So the Shulchan Aruch says, just do it at nighttime. There the Rama writes, but the minag is that lechatchila, you should first do the main bathing process Erev Shabbos, and then when it's Motzei Shabbos, just take a quick rinse or a shower or something, do a little bit rechitza and check yourself, and then do the dipping Motzei Shabbos. So for Ashkenazim, it's clear that that's the proper minhag or halacha is lechatchila to do the main bathing Erev Shabbos. Some women are taught at least just to start the process. I don't know, cutting nails or whatever during the day or Erev Shabbos. But really the halacha is, if possible, they should start and do the main chafifa, the bathing, Erev Shabbos, this for Ashkenazim, and then do and then just do a quick rinse and check yourself, Motzei Shabbos. Okay, the Kaf HaChaim also says, and the Ben Ish Chaya also says to do that. Chazon Ovadia and Or LeZion say, like the Shulchan Aruch, that you should just do the whole thing Motzei Shabbos. Okay, that's when it comes to Shabbos. Now there, in your idea, when it's discussed as Motzei Shabbos, the Ramah basically writes, that it seems to be, that's how most explain, the Ramah Mi'ikar Adin paskins like the Shulchan Aruch, that the main time is at night. But, because of the situation, the minhag is to also start Erev, to do it Erev Shabbos. And in this way, you're basically Yotze L'Kol HaDeos. That's the way to understand the Ramah. The Shach says the main time to do it is, you have to pick between Samuch and the daytime. The Shach says, no, Mi'ikar Adin, you have to go with the day. That's against the Ramah and the Shulchan Aruch. So it's a little machlokas between the Ramah and the Shach. Academically, what's the main time to do the chafifa? What's the ikar halacha, which is more important? So according to the Shach, he would say the most important time is more to do it during the day. So for all year long, or Motzei Shabbos, there's not much of a machlokas. L'maisa comes out to do the same thing. Where it may be a big difference, we're discussing right now, Tisha B'Av. What do you do when it comes to Leil Tevila by Tisha B'Av? You have to do the Leil Tevila is after Tisha B'Av. You can't bathe, just like Motzei Shabbos. You can't bathe during the day because that's Tisha B'Av itself. Rechitza is Asar and Tisha B'Av min Adin. during the week before, it's more of a minhag. So too on Shabbos, it's a derabanan to bathe on Shabbos itself. Okay. So what do you do when it comes to Tisha B'Av? So there's a minhag. We don't bathe on Erev Tisha B'Av as well, right? Unless you need to just do a little part because you're very dirty or smelly. That's another story. But when should she do it? So again, so this is a big machlokas. L'maisa, what to do when it's when should she do the bathing? Should she start the bathing process Erev Tisha B'Av? So we learned that the Ramah, the Aruch HaShulchan, Ketzer Shulchan Aruch, they all say they should only do it at nighttime. Certainly the Shulchan Aruch would say only do it at nighttime. The Sheva Relevi says to do it at nighttime. Chazon Ovadia, Piskei Tshuva says. Motzei Tisha B'Av. They all say only do it Motzei Tisha B'Av.
A little bit of a lack of sneers. She's the only one bathing.
So we learned inside though, well not exactly inside, we said it, many the Mishnah Berurah, Bir Halacha understands the Shach. He would say it has to, again. It's not 100% clear. The Piskei Tshuva kind of argues on the Mishnah Berurah, but it's understandable that the Shach would say you have to do it Erev Tisha B'Av. The Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah say she should do the bathing Erev Tisha B'Av. The Kaf HaChaim says the same thing. And doing a little survey with different Rabbanim in Israel and in America, it does seem to be that most Rabbanim would first say better just to do it motzei Tisha B'Av the whole process, unlike the Mishnah Berurah. But again, it depends who you ask. Rav Kornfeld, Rabbi Sauer, Rabbi Forrest in his book, Rabbi Viner, they basically said you can do either one, whatever the woman wants to do. But generally, most Rabbanim would lean towards just doing it at Motzei Tisha B'Av. Certainly, almost all the Sephardic poskim would say do it just Motzei Tisha B'Av. And I think that covers that. All right, so now we've done that better. Fine. Now let's go to Yud Aleph. Sorry for the Ula Achar Sheni Gev Yada V'Adayin Lachot Ktzat. So, after she dries her hands, and her fingers are still a little bit moist, a little bit wet, now we're down to a person washes their hands in the morning.
Not just the woman.
We're back to regular. Everybody gets up in the morning, washes their hands. So that we said you're allowed to do up to the top knuckles. Right? All the knuckles, all of the fingers. So then, your hands are still moist. You basically dried them, but they're still moist or drop wet. Ma'avirin al enav. You are allowed lechatchila to wipe your eyes with them, even if they're not dirty, just to refresh in your eyes. Now that's on the condition that it's not going to make your eyeballs, your eyelids, your face dripping wet. In other words, tofeach al manat latviach means even though your fingers are a little bit wet, as long as it's not going to make now your face a little bit wet, then that's okay. If your fingers are still dripping water, that when you touch your eyes, now you're going to have a few drops on your face, so that's not allowed. You have to dry it so that it's only a moist or a drop wet. V'im haya lifluf al gabe einav, v'darko lorachtam b'mayim. Now, if you have some mucus, some crust around your eyelids, and you always wash them, so then, rochets u'ma'aviro v'eino choshesh. You ought to wash them like normal. If it needs cold water, it needs cold water. If you always use hot water, and you need hot water. Whatever you need to clean them, you're allowed to. It's dirt. It's like mud or excrement. And you're allowed to wash like normal, and you don't have to worry about how you're washing. Okay. Yud Bet. Ha'olech lagbel p'nei rabo aviv amisha gadol imenu oletzorchei mitzvah. Person wants to go to do a mitzvah. He's going to go greet his Rebbe, meet his father, or someone who's, obviously he knows them, or someone who's he's a gadol, is greater than he is, and it's an honor to go visit him, or any other mitzvah. Over b'mayim, if the only way to get there is just to pass through water, ad savaro, and you're going to get wet up until your neck, ve'eino choshesh, and it's not a problem. It has to be safe. Just make sure it's not, if you're going to go that deep, it can't be running water, or it wouldn't be safe. But the point is that you're allowed to get as wet as you need to. Okay? V'chein b'chazara mutar, and you're allowed to come all the way back, because since you're going for a mitzvah, you're not going for personal pleasure, you're not going for money, that people would do extra exertion for themselves. So therefore, we allow you even to come back on the way home, so that we don't make it difficult for you, and then you might end up not going in the first place. Yud Gimel, right? And this is for a Talmud to go to his Rav, not vice versa, generally speaking. Yud Gimel, Aholech Lishmar Perosa. But if you're going to watch your fruit, this is for business, so that nothing happens to it. Okay, so you're nervous about it. So then you're allowed to go. It's for business. It's not for pleasure. Over b'mayim at savaro v'eino choshesh. You're also allowed to get wet, and don't worry about it. Aval b'chazara aser. But to come back home, then there's no heter for coming back home. And we don't say lechatchila, go al manat to return, because even if we don't allow you to come back, you're still going to go, because you're allowed to go, and we're not afraid because you can't come back, you're not going to go. If it's for a mitzvah, we're afraid, you might get discouraged and not go. But if it's for your own parnasa, we're not concerned. So therefore, we don't have to give you this extra heter of coming back. All right, for hefsed mamon, people. Okay, your dalit haba min aderech v'raglav kehot. A person comes back from walking from the road, and his legs are very tired, heavy, tired, achy. Mutar lirchotz b'mayim. You're allowed to wash them, or soak them in water, even if it needs to be hot, in order to make yourself, it's because you're not doing it for tanug, it's for refuah, in order to give yourself strength and take away any aches, so that's mutter. It's only if you're doing it for tanug, for pleasure, that's when it's asr. Haga, umotar lishrot mapa b'mayim be'erev tisha b'av, umotzi min ha'mayim v'hi mitnagevet u'mekaneach ba'panav yadav v'raglav. Okay, a person, afilo eino oseh rak l'tanug shari kevan shehi neguva. So if you have something that was wet, and then it became dry, and it's still damp or cold, then you're allowed to use it for yourself, even if it's for pleasure, because it's not wet, and it's not going to make you wet. So that's the case at smutter. Okay, when it's basically dry, or just a little bit moist. Same thing we mentioned after you wash your hands, same idea. Tetvav, okay, new topic. Sicha, anointing yourself. Eina asura ela shel ta'anug. The only time sicha is asr is if it's for ta'anug. Anointing yourself is asr if it's for pleasure. What does that mean? It means moisturizing cream. It means perfumes, even soap, shampoo. All these things is part of sicha. Oils, whatever, all these things are asr. Okay? But it's only asr if you're doing it for pleasure. Aval mi sheyesh lo chatatin berosho. But a person who has, I don't know, sores or something on their head, or if a person is dirty, so then sach kedarko ve'eino choshesh. Then you can do it as usual, not a problem. So for dirt, you're allowed to remove, and if it's for some kind of a sickness or pain, you're allowed to do it. It's only if it's done for pleasure, that's when it's asa. All right, unscented deodorant would be mutter. Okay. We are on Tet Zayin. Oh, and one other interesting case doesn't come up too often, but it comes up for every lady, hopefully once in a lifetime, that whenever she's a kala, whenever she gets married, for the first 30 days, it's mutter lechatchila for her to wash herself and her face, to wash her face and to anoint her face in order so that she should look nice for her husband for the first 30 days. Okay. Tet Zayin, ne'ilat sandal dafka shel or, wearing sandals that are made from, or shoes made from leather, that's what's asr. Aval shel beged, or shel eitz, or shel sha'am, perush klipe eitz, v'gemi mutter. But if it's made out of any kind of other material besides leather, then it's 100% mutter to wear. Cloth, wood, I don't know, rubber, whatever the case is. All these cases are mutter. It's only leather shoes were asr by Chazal. V'shel eitz, mechupa or asr. Now, if the majority of the shoe is made from non-leather products, like the majority of the shoe, the bottom, the sides, whatever, is made from wood, but the whole top covering is leather, that's asa asr. Most poskim write, as far as I know, that if it's just going to have a leather strap to hold in the foot, that's not a problem. Or just a little piece of leather for decoration, that's not a problem. The only problem is when a significant piece of the shoe is made up of leather. Okay, not just a little piece of decoration or just something to hold it on. Right, but if the bottom is leather, the top is leather, so then that's going to be asa. And every other material is mutter. Anything else? Okay. Okay, one other interesting thing. What bracha did you say? The bracha of Shasali Kol Tzarki. We know Birchas HaShachar in the morning. We have a whole list of them. And they're all meant for different things in particular, to give thanks to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the Hashem did everything for me. So that's really a bracha incognito for people being able to wear shoes. Because if your feet hurt and you can't go outside, then you're stuck. It's like a person sick. You can't function. So by being able to have comfortable shoes and feet, so that's huge. It makes a difference for everything, for the whole day. So that's the bracha Shersali Kotzarki. So there is a machloket, should they say this on bracha on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur? So most poskim, by Ashkenazim, it's not a question, they do say. Because we say, these brachos are said, all the birchos to shachar we hold, It said not only if it applies to you, but it's amin hago shel olam. Right? Even if you don't hear the rooster in the morning, we learned. We hold, you do say it.
Even if you have no shoes.
Even if you have no shoes, you say this bracha. And then there are times, I think we're going to see, you are allowed to wear leather shoes, even on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. So it certainly applies. So that's the Ikar Halacha for all Ashkenazim, and even most Svardim say Mi'ikar Din, that is the thing that you're allowed to. Chazon Avadia says that many Svardim do say the bracha, and it's fine, lechatchila. However, it's the Arizal who says, because it's also al pi sod together, al pi sod, and because we don't wear leather shoes, the Arizal says not to say this bracha on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, and so says the Chida, Ben Ishchai, and Kaf HaChaim. Okay. Yud Zayin. Avel u'menudeh shemahalchin b'derech. So, a mourner, or someone who's in nidui and is not allowed to wear, these are not allowed to wear, they are not allowed to wear leather shoes, but they're going b'derech, in the main road. And it's muddy, it's dirty, there's rocks, and thorns. So therefore, mutarim lechatchila, they're lechatchila allowed, b'ne'ilat ha-sandal, to wear leather shoes, while they're traveling on the road, not while they're in the car or the wagon, because then they have to take it off while they're not walking, but when they're traveling by walking on the road, so then they're allowed to wear it. Ukashiagiu la'ir yachalotsu, and once they reach their destination, then they have to take it off. In the house, everyone agrees they have to take it off. V'chein b'tisha b'av, and so too the exact same halacha applies to Tisha B'Av. And there is a minhag. Proper minhag that if you're going to wear leather shoes, this comes up by Hilchos Aveilus too. When you are wearing leather shoes, when you're allowed to, put a little bit of dirt inside your shoe, so that your foot is also walking on some dirt. That's a minhag. And v'chen b'makom shedarim bein ha'enam yehudim. Rama adds, and when you live among the goyim, even when it's paved and smooth, when you're in the street among the goyim, in the goyish neighborhoods, wear your normal shoes like always, and wait till you get, when you're in the Jewish neighborhood, then you take them off and you hold them or carry them. And that's the minhag. Because among the goyim, they they'll mock and make fun of the Jews or deride them. And so therefore, that's a matra. It's the same idea. Yurchet. Yesh mish omer shalei sham b'leil Tisha B'Av im ishto b'mita v'nachon adavar mishum leich leich amrinan l'nezira. So some hold, and that is the halacha, that a woman and a man do not sleep in the same bed, even, right? She's not in nida, we're talking about, obviously. But on the night of Tisha B'Av, or on the whole Tisha B'Av, they're not allowed to lie together in the same bed. And that's the proper thing to do. That's basically the halacha. And it's similar to the concept of what we tell a Nazir. Leich Leich, we tell him to go away from, not to walk inside the vineyard. To go around and not come inside. Right? Because it's to protect ourselves from coming to do a sin. Now what about handing things from a man to a woman who are, if a woman, not a Nida, we're talking about Tisha B'Av. Can a man and a woman hand things to each other? So everyone agrees it's mutter lechatchila. The Menishchai mentions it's good to be machmer, not even to hand things to each other. But Mikar Adin, everyone agrees it's mutter. And what about touching a wife and a husband on Tisha B'Av itself? So that happens to be a machloket. And so the Mishnah Berurah comes up with the pshara. It says at nighttime, for obviously reasons of the difference in night and the day, at the nighttime one is better to be machmer. He gets it from the Magen Avram. It's better to be machmer. And during the day, one doesn't have to be machmer at all. Others, Chazon Avadia says, Mikar Din, they're allowed to. I mean, that's kind of what the Magen Avram and the Mishnah Berurah, they're all basically saying the same. Just the wording's a bit different. Okay, you're Ted. We'll stop here.